Citizens of Marshall, Missouri met Tuesday, October 15th to discuss a possible ordinance restricting smoking in businesses and public areas. Breathe Easy Marshall, an organization of citizens, business owners, and healthcare professionals, presented facts about secondhand smoke and findings from Missouri communities with smoke-free ordinances already in effect. The panel discussed the potential effects of a smoke-free policy on general health and local businesses. Research aide Stan Cohen with the University of Missouri School of Medicine says secondhand smoke is a contributor for a number of cardiovascular and pulmonary diseases. Cohen conducted a survey of Marshall's air quality. That survey examined fine particulate matter and was shared with Tuesday's meeting.
Due solely to occupational exposure, a full-time employee in a Marshall public place that would allow smoking would be exposed to 140% of the EPA's average annual daily limit for fine particulate matter air pollution during an 8-hour work shift.
Cohen says on average there is a 17% decline in hospitalizations for heart attacks within the first year after a community enacts a smoke-free ordinance. The Marshall Democrat News reported, Mayor Mark Gooden says a public vote on the issue would be a waste of resources. The town's legal status as a third-class city means public votes are non-binding, giving the city council the final say. It would cost the town $5,000 to conduct a vote. The draft of a smoke-free ordinance has yet to be drafted for Marshall. Colin Hope, KBIA News.